Let's go to Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Joel. Listen, I think it's totally unacceptable that Ian should get away with, accusing Martina Anderson of lying. He'd done it three times. I mean, he should have been disconnected from the programme the way Nolan himself would do. He wouldn't tolerate that. So I don't think that was quite fair. Secondly, I'm for the directive and for the right for everybody to smoke, but don't expect the people who don't smoke to use their tax dollars to pay for their illness. That might sound unfair, but it's very practical. You know, people exercise a right. People exercise a right to do what they like. Well, doing what you like has consequences, and it can be good or it can be bad if you smoke. Some people may not die from smoking, but the statistics are there if you smoke. I have a family member who smokes, and when I mentioned it several times over the years, why didn't you stop smoking, etc. Well, if people smoke, when they don't die if they smoke. Sorry, people die if they smoke, and if they don't smoke, they still die. So I'm going to smoke. And several years ago, massive COPD, enormous lung illness from smoking, can hardly breathe, enlarged heart, loss of body weight.
I know, but the point is, it's not going to stop people smoking, whether their cigarettes are made in Ballymena or somewhere else.
The whole job is to let these people, look, if you're going to smoke, don't expect us to pay when you get ill. It might sound terrible, but you know, people don't understand until they get ill. It's like going to the doctor. People say the doctor's not very fair. He doesn't know how I feel. You know, most doctors get case hardened because they're meeting dozens and dozens of people every day who are sick. You know, so, I mean, people who smoke, if they want to smoke, well, nobody's going to stop them. But, I mean, they should think about when they get ill, who's going to pay for looking after them. It's an enormous burden on tax people, you know, because children could use that money. Other hospitals can use it for other illnesses not related to smoking. My heart goes out to the people involved. I mean, don't think that I'm not concerned about them. I mean, I think it's dreadful. But the fact is, it's an economic decision.
Okay, Robert, thanks for your call this morning. John's in Belfast. Not sure where John is, actually. Morning, John.
Morning.
Where are you, John, this morning?
Ballymena.
In Ballymena. Well, are you directly affected by this, John?
Yes, I'm one of those people that Martina's talking about making sure the globalisation fund is in place for us. Personally, I'd much prefer my job still to be in place rather than this globalisation fund.
Can I take you back, John? Can you take us to sort of that moment when you found, were you in one of those meetings when the news was announced?
No, we were in first thing this morning, basically, and told the news.
Okay, and I mean, take us into there, what the mood, how the reaction, how was it explained?
Very quiet, very subdued. Basically, a lot of people walked out very emotional, very tired, very uncertain of their future. Lots of people had basically been, a couple of people just bought houses, new mortgages, new cars, new car loans. How are they going to pay for those in a few years' time?
Mm. And your thoughts sort of almost 24 hours on from whenever the bombshell hit, what are you thinking?
It's still, it's trying to think for our future. There were good jobs. It was good. It was one of the main employers in Northern Ireland, provided good quality of life for the employees within the place. The company were a good company to work for. And the mention about this globalisation, well, yes, but why can't we have globalised companies sitting in Northern Ireland? That company would have stayed there in Northern Ireland except for this directive. The directive has a major impact on basically output of our factory. And in its economic decisions, well, we lost out to the cheaper countries. And the point is, but we still produce on a higher level of quality.
I mean, what are your fears for the future? I mean, what are you thinking now? I mean, we've seen what's happened to patents in Ballymena. We're hearing from various people this morning saying, this is going to have huge implications in terms even of the local economy.
Yeah,
have you sat down even and thought on a personal level of where you go from here, John?
Well, I don't know I don't. The only jobs that seem to be going nowadays are these IT software development jobs. And, okay, I'm a skilled engineer, but I'm not a software engineer. So where are the jobs for me as a skilled engineer? And don't be saying Wrightbus is a fabrication business. It's not the skills that our guys basically have in the factory. They're very high specialised levels of skill. And that's all being lost.
John, I appreciate you calling this morning. Robin's in Bangor. Morning, Robin.
Good morning. Again, all we have is bickering between parties of who's to blame. What happened when Mackey's went? and F.G. Wilson's rent. That was all on the cards. Did nobody in the Assembly know anything about Gallagher's intention to pull out? I find that very hard to believe. Or is it another piece of paper lying in a pile somewhere waiting to be dealt with?
Well, I mean, obviously that's not the case. Everybody had known that there was the potential that this was happening and that there had been warnings. But it's a case of, you know, is it a case of basic economics and our JTI looking at this and saying, well, from a business case, relocation is financially the best way for us to move forward?
Of course it is. Certainly it was on the cards, the same as it was with F.G. Wilson and Mackey's.
But Ian Paisley Jr. has already said, you know, even the idea of corporation tax, are already paying lower levels of corporation tax. How much can you actually do to stop something like that happening?
Well, if you can compete with another country in their overheads and wages, etc., then you'll get the work. But if you can't, it's straightforward, you won't.
But that ultimately could mean then lower wages.
Well, if it brings down the cost of living. If all the wages come down, all the cost of living is going to have to come down. Otherwise, the whole thing just collapses around you.
Robin, thanks for your call this morning. Conor McCarthy's on the line this morning. He's a Unison rep at the Royal Victoria Hospital. Morning to you, Conor.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
What's your take on this morning?
First of all, obviously, sympathy goes out to the workers and you need comrades up there as well, obviously. But in relation to Ian Paisley Jr. and what he's saying, I think he's we've been being disingenuous, sir. I mean, in 2007, when the decision was made for Gallagher's to go multinational and to go add herself into a globalisation market, he must have been part of those negotiations or supporting that made it susceptible to these changes that's happened, that's hit it. And Martina Anderson's absolutely right. This has nothing to do with the health lobby. This is to do with multinational companies using workers as pawns and moving it on for cheaper labour. But in the Orhan, Stormont is actually walking down a road where this is going to be happening more and more often, particularly where both parties and most of the parties are supporting the corporation tax being lowered, because that's exactly what will happen. The multinationals will come here, but they'll only come here to set up their financial institutions and bases. They'll brass plate all over the place, just like they're doing in the South. They'll set up their bank accounts here, but they'll certainly not set up their businesses. So I think that's an indication what's happening at Gallagher's will happen more and more if corporation tax is lowered to a certain degree. So I think what's happening to Gallagher's and Ian Paisley Jr. acting all surprised and somehow finding an avenue where he can blame Sinn Féin on it, it's ridiculous. But at the same time, when he supports globalisation, he supports big business. And when big business bites back, well, I'm sorry, that's the chickens coming home to roost.
Okay, if you're not... Conor, I'm sorry to cut you off, but John's on the line and Dungannon as well. I need to squeeze just a few more in because everybody's been waiting patiently. John, go on ahead quickly.
Well, it's just frustrating to hear again the seriousness, 800 people in Ballymena losing their jobs, but we still have politicians from Sinn Féin, the DUP, arguing and twisting like type of thing. It's not going to... It's still not, it's very negative, like that the people still have lost their jobs.
And Nathan's on the line in Belfast. Morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Not a very good morning for the people of Ballymena, but it's a shame our politicians can't get together and get things sorted. Fighting over silly things. Now, Martina Anderson referred to big companies getting big profits.
But it's difficult to say. It's difficult to see what the local politicians can do when a big company makes
exactly
a decision like that. You know,
that's what I was about to say. Martin McGuinness, Peter Robinson, first deputy first minister, are away trying to bring big companies to Northern Ireland. So would Martina Anderson prefer that these big companies don't come to Northern Ireland?
At the
end of the day, we need these companies to create jobs, give jobs to local people, keep local people in work. And this morning, 800 people have been informed, or yesterday, that they're going to be out of work in a couple of years' time. It's not good enough.
Nathan, thanks for your call this morning.